Okay, let's talk about the moon for just a second.
I would love to.
We are told that these indentations are caused by comets.
Kind of. Some of these are asteroid impacts. You can see those labeled in yellow. But most of them, these big dark areas, are actually ancient dried up lava fields.
Let's think about that for just a second. How can a comet strike from this direction if the Earth is in the way of the comet?
Well, you're on to something, because the far side of the moon is more heavily cratered than the near side of the moon. And actually, the near side of the moon has so many volcanic plains because when the far side was hit by asteroids, it would spark volcanic activity on the near side, creating all these dark spots. However, there's still plenty of room for asteroids to hit the near side of the moon. So this is where you're saying that the Earth is in the way of the moon. But if it's coming from any other angle, it can still hit the near side of the moon. It would have to be at this exact angle for the Earth to actually be in the way for an asteroid to not hit the moon. And asteroids pass between the Earth and the moon all the time.
It has always been facing us this direction. How can a comet hit right there?
It goes like this.
Let's talk about something else.
Let's do it.
This image was taken from the moon. From NASA.
It was not. You got that image from a woman named Elena 11 on Shutterstock.
If the moon is an orbital lock with the Earth, you'd have to be looking straight up from the moon. How do you have an Earth at the horizon of the moon?
If you're thinking of this image, this was taken on Apollo 8, and this is when they were in orbit around the moon, not when they were on the moon. So they were in a spacecraft, this is the moon, they were over here, not over here. You know what I mean? This is another one taken from a spacecraft in orbit around the moon, and they're labeled as such on NASA's website.
How is that? It'd have to be straight up. Think about it. For 2 seconds, think about it.
Here's a photo of the Earth from the surface of the moon. Here's another one. And here's another one. There's plenty online, but this one is the prettiest.